This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller. At 520, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, to talk about the NFL and certainly with the Saints and with the news that looks as though Derek Carr, and he may miss the entire rest of the season. We'll just have to play that out. And it looks as though Spencer Rattler. That's just my opinion on it, but Steve, I think it's all set up that Spencer is going to start Monday night against the Packers.
Yeah, pick up right where we left off, because man, oh man, that last 2-minute drive down the field to potentially take the, you know, tie the game or take the lead was mighty impressive of what he was able to do. Hopefully he can carry that over into a chilly night in Green Bay.
Man, I watched, I listened to part of it and watched the end of it, Falcons Raiders. The only time Desmond Ridder was good was at the end of the game. They almost stole that game away from Atlanta. My poor buddy Buck Ballou, he'd have dropped dead. If somehow, some way, the Raiders would have scored a touchdown and ended up beating them.
I think I read that if the Raiders would have won that game, they would have gone from first place in the NFL draft to seventh.
Yeah.
So all the Raiders fans were celebrating that they did not win that game. But, man, it was close. I mean, and the Raiders shot themselves in the foot like 10 different times in that final drive.
That was a bad call, too, about roughing the pass. Come on. What do you want him to do at that stage?
I mean, the hold and the false starts, like, those are all, you know, the Raiders just looked undisciplined, guys.
Yeah, well, they are undisciplined.
They look terrible, and I think they're going to get a coaching change.
Oh, no question about that. And a lot of people are reporting it from Virginia. Michael Vick is going to be named the new head football coach at Norfolk State.
Wow. Coach Michael Vick.
Coach Vick never has coached at any, what you want to call, I guess, squared off area. I think he's been a head coach at some other league, but never something like this. And so, God bless him. They're trying to repeat what happened with Deion.
Sure.
Exactly. Charlie, let's roll with it.
Pick six, guys. We got really bad results from last week. I mean, it's just been a bad season in general, but all of us went 2-4. I don't think I've ever seen this before where all of us went 2-4 and we all lost different games. Mikey gained a game on us with Navy. Everyone else lost that game. Bobby gained a game on us with the Saints. Everyone else picked the Commanders. That didn't work out. All of us picked the Chargers. That obviously didn't work out against the Buccaneers. I gained a game on y'all with Philadelphia. Everyone else picked the Steelers. Steve, you got us with the Bills. Everyone else picked the Lions. And then we all picked the Packers, so we all got that game right. So it was a weird, weird week. It all ended up being 2-4. So moving on, guys.
We all had the over on Jaden Daniels rushing yards too, so we won that.
Yeah, we got a bonus point.
I got a ticket for that for Thursday to cash in.
Yeah, we got a little bonus point there, guys. So moving on to the current standings, I'm at 50-42. Mike and Steve, you're both at 45-47. Bobby's at 41-51. We got another special edition of Pick Six this week, guys. It's Pick Eight because we have the four first-round playoff games in the college football playoff, and then we also have Tulane versus Florida in there as well, and then three games in NFL Week 16. So we're going to start off going kind of chronological order here. The Gasparilla Bowl, Tulane versus Florida in Tampa Bay. Florida, Billy Napier squad, 13.5-point favorites over Tulane and John Summerall squad.
I'll take Florida. I think it's just too much firepower for Tulane.
Yeah, I like the obviously what Summerall's done with this Green Wave squad, but, you know, with Mensa out too, just give me the Gators. I think they're obviously a more desperate and need this win kind of team too, so I'll even give the 13.5 in this matchup.
It's kind of like what Coach Summerall said, man. I mean, that's a team that's playing as good as anyone in the country. Give me Florida minus 13.5 here. I think they're looking to kind of build more momentum entering the next season. So this is a clean sweep because Bobby's also got the Gators. Now we got the college football playoff first round. Number 10, Indiana versus number 7, Notre Dame at Notre Dame. The Irish, 7.5-point favorites at home.
Give me Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame.
I'm going to go with Indiana getting the points here. I think they can also even pull out the victory against the Fighting Irish. I am not convinced with them.
All right.
I'm not convinced with Indiana. Yeah, give me Notre Dame. I think they're playing great football. Bobby's also got Notre Dame, minus 7.5. That little half point's a little sketchy, guys, but it feels I just had the memory of watching Indiana play the real legit team that they faced all season long in Ohio State, and they just got bullied. I mean, yes, they had a great season. I like Kurt Cignetti. Give me Notre Dame, minus 7.5 here, guys. Moving on, Saturday's games, triple header in the college football playoff. Number 11, SMU at number 6, Penn State's the first one to kick us off. Penn State, 8.5-point favorites at home.
Penn State, and if Franklin loses this game,
they're going to run him out of town, Mike.
You talk about some heat. No, I got to go with the Nittany Lions. I think they're just a better overall team. God bless SMU. They've had a great season, but I think it ends.
Yeah, I'm on board with this one, too. Give me Penn State, giving the 8.5.
This is a clean sweep here, guys. I got Penn State as well. They're a better team. I mean, I'm happy SMU's in there because, you know, the way they fought back and just fell short against Clemson in the ACC championship game, it would have been heartbreaking for them to be let out. But, you know, 8.5 points, I'll take that with Penn State. Give me the number. Up next, the second game, guys, number 12, Clemson at number 5, Texas. The Longhorns, 11.5-point favorites at home.
Texas.
I like Texas to win this game, but give me Clemson getting the 11.5 in this matchup.
Forgot to mention, Bobby also picked Penn State. He's got Texas, and I'm with you. So, Mike, we are clean right here. This is the first four games we had the exact same. Texas minus 11.5. I think they win this by 2 touchdowns. Clemson kind of snuck in. I think Texas is a better team. As I mentioned, Bobby's got Texas as well. Wrapping up with the most intriguing first-round playoff matchup, we got number 9 Tennessee at number 8 Ohio State. The Buckeyes, this was a 7-point line.
Yeah.
And before we got to it, I went and double checked. Enough money's come on Ohio State that it's been moved from 7 to 7.5. So Ohio State, 7.5-point favorites.
I'll go with the Volunteers of Tennessee.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be a close matchup, like a 27-24 type game. Give me Tennessee getting the 7.5.
Feels like Ohio State's mental block is Michigan, and that's why they played so poorly in that game. Give me Ohio State. I want a rematch between them and Oregon in the second round. And I know 7.5, that little half point's going to mess me up. But give me the Buckeyes here.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, moving on to NFL Week 16.
Way bear pit.
Yeah. He's got Tennessee as well, so I'm standing alone with the Buckeyes.
No, I got them too.
Oh, you got them
I mean,
as well?
I got Tennessee. I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm messed up.
I'm standing alone with Ohio State, minus 7.5. We'll see if they come through for me. NFL Week 16, guys, the Saturday game. The Texans, 1.5-point favorites at the Chiefs.
I'll go with the Texans, beat up Pat Mahomes, and this means a lot more to Houston.
I'm going to stick with the Black Magic Chiefs that continue to win no matter what. I think Mahomes was a full go at practice today, so no big deal for him with that ankle issue. I'll roll with Kansas City, just giving a 1.5.
So Bobby's got the Texans as well. Steve, you have the Chiefs. I'm just making sure I got all this right. I'm also going with the Chiefs because one matchup scares the bejesus out of me. That pitiful left guard for the Texans against Chris Jones. Line him up every single play and have fun, CJ Stroud. Give me the Chiefs plus 1.5 here. Up next, guys, Sunday Night Football, the Buccaneers, 3.5-point favorites at the Cowboys.
Bucks.
Yep. Yeah, there's no way, and you know what, I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys. I'll take the Buccaneers. They got a ton to play for, obviously, still right now. And that 3.5 in Dallas, that doesn't scare me.
Yeah, and I know you don't even have to tell me about A-Bash.
Yeah, we know that one. That's a gimme.
This is a clean sweep. The Buccaneers, minus 3.5, they're playing great football. They stunned me with how well they beat down the Chargers this past weekend, guys. So they're legit. They're a scary team come playoff time. Give me the Buccaneers, minus 3.5 at Dallas. Wrapping things up, guys, Monday Night Football, the Saints at the Packers. Green Bay, 13.5-point favorites at Lambeau Field.
I'm going to go with Green Bay. Man, you think about how the NFC North is stacked. This means a lot to them, and I think the Packers win this and they cover.
I think the Green Bay is definitely the clear favorite at home. They're going to take this game. But with 13.5 points, I feel this Saints squad is playing tough for Coach Riz. Give me the 13.5 in the Saints in this matchup.
Steve, you're alone on this one. Bobby's got the Packers, and I've got the Packers.
I got the Cajun Cannon going against the Saints.
What?
What's going on?
He texted it to me, man. He said,
no wonder they got all that fog out.
13.5-point favorites, but I'm taking the Packers. You know, Rattler at Lambeau Field. And as you mentioned, Mike, the Packers' defense has been really, really stellar
and
this
that
year.
And young man from Covington, Louisiana.
Yeah, Adrian Cooper.
Adrian Cooper, man, he has emerged as a big-time player. I thought he was the most improved player in the SEC last year. Look what he has done in his first year with the Packers. And you do talk show radio in Green Bay, they just rave about Adrian Cooper. And I think I'm going to have to double-check. It's either 8 or 9. Either first or second round picks that are starting for the Packers on defense.
And Adrian Cooper was a second round pick.
Second round pick.
I mean, they invested a lot in that defense, and it's finally coming through for them. And when you have a good defense,
and the right coach, too.
And you have the right coach as well, but you also can run the football. And that's what the Packers have done with Josh Jacobs. They invested money in the offseason, and Josh has been a complete wrecking ball for that team. And he's getting hot at the right time. So, yeah, give me the Packers. This is a clean sweep. Oh, no. Steve, you got the Saints. So
Who
Steve's
that?
At the Saints, Bobby, Mike, myself, we're all riding with the Packers.